Well, this is 106.1 The Corner, and we are very, very pleased today to welcome to The Corner Lounge, the brand new Corner Lounge, Mr. Ellis Paul.
Hey, Brad. How are you?
Hey, well, I'm doing well, but congrats to you on the release today of The Day After Everything Changed.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's been a long time coming. We've been holding on to this for almost 6 months now, and it was finished and in the can there, and so it's nice to have it finally out for everybody.
Well, and this is your first album since you moved to Charlottesville a couple of years ago. First, like, proper original new material.
It is. And so, you know, there's a bit of a Charlottesville flavor to it, which is pretty cool. And I've been here for about 3 years. So it's, it feels like it. A lot of the artwork was taken here. And there's a couple songs that we're referencing Virginia and Charlottesville, and mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
So you're happy to be here. You like it around here.
I love it here. Yeah, nice. I love the people. The music scene's amazing, and I've already made some great friends, and it's a great place to raise kids, so it's
yeah, how
it's
old are your kids now?
5 and 3.
Okay. Oh, real young, yeah.
Yeah, just little babies.
The golden years.
It is. Yeah, they're amazing.
Well, Ellis Paul is here. He's going to do my Corner playlist in just a few minutes and literally take over the station. We said play whatever you want, so that'll be fun. But first, this is essentially the first ever live song since we moved into the new Corner Lounge. So what an honor. That's great.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
What song do you want to do? And is it one on the new album?
It's one on the new record. It's called Waking Up to Me.
And this is Ellis Paul, Corner Lounge. I'm 106.1 The Corner.
It's been a long, cold, cold night. It's 3 in the morning and I'm driving with one broken headlight. On the radio, storm warnings, I'm calling just to tell you, but you will not believe it comes sunrise. When your eyes are wide open, you'll be waking up to me. There's a waitress at the table with one coffee, one shot. I threw it back and weighed my options. I've got an aching, baby, aching to drive on back. But it's snowing clear to Virginia. I am calling just to tell you, but you will not believe that I drive all night half across this country to feel you wrap your arms around. On the highway, baby, the miles, they don't talk back. They roll beneath the wheels behind me, and it's a toll road winding. You give time, but you never get time back. Hey, if you love me, I need reminding. I am calling just to tell you, but you will not believe that come sunrise,
are right open. You'll be waking up to me.
Oh, just beautiful. Nicely done.
Thank you. It's still early in the day for me, I guess.
It's Ellis Paul here in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner. And a song that appears in the full recorded form on the day after Everything Changed.
That's right.
That was Waking Up to Me. You got 15 songs this time around.
A lot of songs. Yeah. Well, you know, there were a few years that went by without recording a record. So we had a huge 30 or so songs that we were looking at. And we just decided we'd go. And it's, you know, it was a record funded by my audience. So we thought we'd give them as much as we could without overdoing it.
Now, say more about that, about how the audience funding went, because it's not like you were really putting a hand out and just asking for donations, right?
Right. Yeah. They were buying goods and services. We're calling it. They bought house concerts and guitars and handwritten lyrics and, you know, or certainly the pre-order of the CD. They got it before anyone else. And they also got some perks, some behind the scenes stuff, some of the demos of all the songs we sent out to them, and and we raised about $100,000 by doing that, and
just from your fan base and through internet communications.
And it was amazing. We got really lucky. Enough people cared about what I've been doing for the last decade or so that they ended up kicking some money back, and so I'm very thankful to them, and I really think it's the best thing I've done yet. So
the album just turned out great, and but aside from that, is that the new way for the music business and for independent artists like yourself? Because you were with Rounder Records for quite some time.
Yeah, I did 7 albums with Rounder, and occasionally in between those contracts, I'd put out something on my own, but we never really treated ourselves like a record label. My management company and I. So I think it is. It's kind of like the new paradigm. Certainly people that are just starting out won't be able to just jump in with $100,000. That takes a long time to build that kind of audience. But I think, you know, for people that are singer-songwriters who are pretty experienced and have been touring for a while, this might be the way everyone does it after this. What I like about it is that I get to make all the choices, and you know, record labels today, they're not, if the lyric book, for example, is getting axed in a lot of records because they don't want the extra cost of having the lyrics.
Printing it, sure.
Right. And, and they're skimping on the artwork. And we said, you know, we believe in CD artwork, that it can be beautiful and that, it can be effective in presenting the record in a framework that makes people understand the music even better.
Now tell us a little bit about the artwork. Cause that was part of what grabbed our attention, right away. And the photographer that does a lot of our Corner Lounge stuff, Jack Looney.
Jack's a good friend of mine. When I moved into town, he lived across the street from me, and he's a huge music fan, and his wife had been a fan of mine for many years. And, so I hired him to do the artwork, and we went out to Beaver Creek out near Crozet, and there's shots of me jumping in the lake there. And there's a shot of the old abandoned tunnel up over by Crozet as well.
Which goes back like 150 years or something.
At the time it was the longest tunnel in the world.
Yeah.
And it cuts right through the Blue Ridge, and it's been shut down for a while, but we got some interesting graphic shots there, and you know, trying to use as many. I think we used an old bed and breakfast over in Orange. That was an antebellum mansion, and so there's a real flavor of Charlottesville and Virginia on the records.
Well, and how does that contrast with your long history in New England, in Maine, and the Boston kind of folk acoustic scene after that? Because you've been really affiliated, and you still go back there quite a bit.
I was in the Boston area over the weekend. I'm there almost monthly playing somewhere in that region. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, it's a different scene down here. The singer-songwriter scene was very strong there when I was coming up through in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And But here it's different. There's some great songwriters, but there's a lot more roots music and a lot more bluegrass. And you got, you know, the old school Freight Train Boys. And,
Sure.
And then you got the Dave Matthews impact. And there's a ton of great musicians here. I'm really, if there was any little town in the country that would be right for me, it was here. And I just didn't know it.
Yeah.
So I feel very lucky to have found it.
Absolutely. Well, our guest is Ellis Paul in the Corner Lounge, and the CD is being released today, the day after everything changed. And in just a few minutes, we'll get Ellis into the on-air control board here for My Corner Playlist as well. And Ellis, congrats on a fantastic CD release concert just a week ago at the Southern in Charlottesville. Any other shows coming up in our area?
There is a show next month in Ashland at the Ashland Coffee and Tea. It's February 12th. And, you know, I know there's a place in Stanton that just opened up the Mockingbird.
I've heard of that right downtown. Yep.
I want to swing through there, but I don't know when that date's going to be. But February 12th, there's a date over there in the Richmond area if people want to come on over.
I saw on your Twitter account yesterday you're doing because I'm tweeting now.
Into
the Twitter.
You saw some of those dumb jokes that I was posting.
Those are great. Yeah, what is your twitter.com/EllisPaulSongs, right? All one word.
You know,
I think so. I think it's Ellis Paul Songs.
Yeah.
And you can find it through ours. We are under Twitter/WCNR The Corner is our username on there. But yeah. I saw that you just got booked for the Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour.
Oh, yeah.
And we carry that show on Wednesday nights.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. I've been on there quite a lot over the years. And that'll be fun. I'm doing that in March. Mm-hmm. So
it'll probably be broadcast like what, May or June, probably?
of 2030.
Yes.
Who knows? Yeah. I don't know exactly when, but I'm making the rounds. I'll make the rounds of all of the stations that carry those, all the shows that carry those syndicated programs.
Yep. Have you done E-Town in the past?
I have.
I thought so.
Yeah, I've done E-Town and Mountain Stage. I've been around, I guess.
Well, congrats on such a great album. I just it's our album of the week. So
thank
during
you
the
for
morning
that.
Show, yeah, we're giving away copies, autographed copies, no less, of the new CD and playing different tracks. And before we do My Corner Playlist, you want to do another acoustic song?
Sure.
For us?
Yeah.
Now that we're in the fancy new Corner Lounge studio, Ellis Paul is officially our first live music guest since we moved in last Thursday, and it sounds pretty good. Microphone, voice, guitar, it's like old time radio around here. What track do you want to do next?
Well, I'm going to do an older one. This is sort of a music lover song. Maybe people will appreciate that. It's called Jukebox on My Grave. On my judgment day, please put a jukebox upon my grave. Don't want no headstone and no cold tears, just a jukebox to say a music man lays here. All my friends, when they drop by, can drop a quarter down and hear Roy Orbison's cry. A flood of memories comes wave by wave, carried by the voice inside the jukebox on my grave. Mm-hmm. can hear Hank Williams and some George Jones, some Beatles songs, a little Dylan, some Rolling Stones, Joni Mitchell and Marvin Gaye. And Johnny Cash, he's risen from the ashes on my grave. My grave, that's Johnny Cash. They're singing Boy Named Sue upon my grave. When I'm gone on my judgment day, put a quarter in the jukebox upon my grave. Don't want no headstone claiming I was brave. Just a jukebox singing songs upon my grave. My grave, just a jukebox singing songs upon my grave. My grave.
We are live in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner. The Corner Lounge is made possible with support from Star Hill Beer. On the intersection of great music and great beer, you'll find the Corner Lounge. And Ellis Paul is our guest today. And that, I like that because I like the name checking of all the great music, but it's also kind of a dark song.
It's a song about dying. And then there's sort of a love song component about music and musicians. And yeah. But it's sort of I've been to a lot of my heroes' gravesites. I've been to Hank Williams' gravesite in Montgomery, Alabama, and he has a headstone that's sort of shaped like a jukebox.
Oh,
a little
no bit. Kidding.
Yeah, and there are little notes on it, and so that inspired the whole, you know, having a place where friends could gather around your music, your love of music, even though you're not there. And, you know, so it was an interesting concept.
Hey, I wanted to ask too, you mentioned the house concerts and part of the fundraising for the album.
Yeah.
What's that experience like as a musician? Cause you, I suppose you've done these all over the country, right?
Yeah, and I do. I've been doing them consistently, for 20 years. I'll go in on usually an off night, like a Thursday or Sunday, where you need a filler day just to get from point A to point B. And people open up. Some of them have, you know, almost feels like a complete concert venue with lights and sound systems and balcony seating up above the staircase. And then others are very humble and you just sit in their living room with about 15 people. And sometimes they're up to 60. And if there's an outdoor party, you can get into the hundreds. So it's I do probably one a month on the road.
I'm hearing more and more about artists that do that, you know, and I just think it's a neat concept. So
the strange thing is that you actually can make it almost or more than you would at a club date because there's no overhead for them. They just give you entirely whatever the audience contributed that night. They don't take a percentage, and so it ends up being a financially pretty good situation. And then it's so casual. It's like a conversation, and it's not, you don't have to work as hard because of that.
Right.
It seems more informal. And in that way, it's a really great place to see a musician do his thing.
Well, in the one-on-one, getting to meet the artists and everything and photos and all of that.
Right.
Yeah.
The downside is there are generally animals involved, right? Dogs and cats and parakeets,
right?
Goldfish gone wrong, that kind of thing. And, you know, and then you're sitting in this 13-year-old girl's Barbie, you know, designed bedroom warming up while everybody's in the other rooms.
That's the green room right there.
Right. Yeah. So there's always these awkward little things about them, too, that are charming. But
But they're kind of fun. Yeah. Interesting. Well, I think we should do a house concert over at my place.
All right.
We'll invite the corner listeners.
I'm in.
It'll be great. So Ellis Paul is here, and congrats again on the release of The Day
Thank
After
you, Brad.
Everything Changed. And your main website, you can order it right there, right?
Yeah, it's on Amazon. I mean, today it's on everywhere. But there's a really good deal on Amazon if you want to download it. But, you know, I'm telling people that the artwork is really worth the purchase.
Of the CD.
It really is special. And Jack Looney, again, is the local guy that did all the photographs. And Robert Hukalski up in Philadelphia designed it. And they did a beautiful job. I think they're going to get some awards for it, actually.
Do you still have the free download on Amazon, too?
Yeah. Annalie is a free download on Amazon. And it will be for the next few weeks.
Okay.
We're using that as a way to hook people into buying the rest of the records.
Got it. Interesting how that works, too. Yeah. It's like the new business model personified here by Ellis Paul.
Yeah, we're trying all of the tricks. You got to give music away now because basically they can take it for free anyway, illegally. But so, you know, we're really encouraging people to download the stuff we give them for free, but not to download it.
Illegally,
for free.
Right.
So.
Well, thanks for giving us a little peek behind the curtain of how all that works. And what do you say? I think it's My Corner Playlist
time. All right,
sure. So stick around and we'll have Ellis take over the station literally and guest DJ here. And thanks for coming into the Corner Lounge.
Thanks for having me, Brad.